I'm Jamie Strobel, and today we are here with Brother Ken Jackson. He is the Financial Aid Director here at BYU Idaho and this week's devotional speaker. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Brother Jackson, I will say that I think you're going to make good friends with a lot of the students here on campus because when they hear your devotional talk, I think they'll be a little excited to hear that you talk a lot about basketball.
Oh, yes. That was a big part of my life growing up.
So tell us about your background with playing basketball here at Ricks College.
Yeah. You know, I came from a really small town in Colorado, little community settled by pioneers of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And my graduating class was 16. So I come from a very small town and I didn't think I was going to go very far. And then I had an opportunity to come and try out at Ricks College. And my friend and I got in the car and took a 15-hour road trip up here and tried out. And the coach pulled me aside and said, you know, I think we'll give you a scholarship to come. And I was so excited. I didn't really appreciate Ricks College at that time. But I stepped foot on this campus as a student. I just loved it. I've loved it ever since. 34 years ago, by the way. It's been awesome. It's great.
And what got you into doing financial aid? You're the financial aid director. Tell us about that.
Great question. I got my bachelor's degree. I went to Southern Utah University and got my bachelor's degree in business. And I just had an opportunity. An opportunity came up, financial. Well, I was actually the admissions office first. I applied for admissions, and I came and applied, and I didn't get it. But they says, you know, if something comes up, we'll let you know. And I thought, well, they're just making me feel good, but okay, whatever. And so I left, and a couple weeks later, the president called me up, President Steve Bennion, great man. And he says, hey, you know, we have an opportunity to do for someone to be an intern. Would you like to be an intern for a year? I said, I'll do it. And I jumped right on it. So I worked as an intern with the president, and I got to go to all the meetings. It was an awesome experience. And there was an opportunity that came up to a financial aid administrator position was opened, and I got it. I was very fortunate to get that. So I've been there ever since.
Oh,
26 years now. So.
Well, we appreciate you and all the work you do.
Thank you.
Here on campus. Well, and we are excited about devotional. Can you tell us about your talk and what made you decide to speak to the students on the particular topic?
Yeah, you know, it's kind of a combination of two things. The daily choices we make and the impact that it has and on our lives, and also finding the power to overcome. We all have a lot of challenges and trials, every one of us. And that's one thing I've learned in my life, and is that we all struggle with something or always trying to get through some challenge or trial. And there was a talk I read by Thomas S. Monson that he mentioned that he mentioned that everyone has trials, even the prophets in the scriptures. There's nothing but how to overcome. And he says, the way you do it is you make the gospel of Jesus Christ the center of your lives. And it sounds simple, but you know, sometimes we have daily choices. Why is it so hard to make some choices? And I don't know why. We all know what's right and wrong. But sometimes we just those little choices every day. Am I gonna go to a movie, or am I gonna just stay home and go to sleep? Or am I gonna read my scriptures today? Or am I going to study? You know, just all kinds of decisions you make every day. And I think those little choices every day that we make will add up to help us get that power and strength to overcome. And I've experienced that in my life. And as a church leader, I've seen that in my life, and I've heard others bear testimony of that. And I believe in it to be true.
And I have to agree. I was thinking about, you know, scripture study, and you brought it up, that it's amazing when you take time to study the scriptures. It really does. Sometimes you hear that a lot, and you wonder if it's going to really happen, if things will fall into place the way they need to. And I find that everything goes so much better when I take time for the Lord.
Isn't that interesting? It's a good point you make. My wife and I were just talking about this last night. You know, we're just pondering about our decisions. And I believe me, I've made a lot of bad decisions. But you know, by going to church every Sunday, and it just adds up over time. And you know what? It's blessed my life. And it's given me power that maybe I don't even realize the power it gives me by reading the scriptures and going to church and just doing those little things, those little primary answers that we've said all our lives. They add up, and they give you strength and power to overcome when those trials come.
And I think when the time comes and we get onto the other side, we'll look back and realize, why didn't I do more of that? Because if only I knew the power that was associated with that.
Oh, that's
I think
so
we
true.
Would be doing
you know, and you know, and I know you're young, and but I'm older, and I look back in my life, and yeah, you know, I think I wish I would have done a few things differently and might have made some different choices, but I've been blessed, and so yes, you're definitely right. We do look back and say, that could have made a difference in my life. And believe me, I don't think any of us are going to be perfect. You know, we're definitely going to make mistakes. I know that. But thank goodness for repentance and the atonement so we can get back on track again.
Absolutely. It's truly wonderful. And you mentioned that you would go back and do things different. What's one thing that you would tell people right now, the younger generation, to do that you wish you maybe would have done?
Yeah.
Differently.
I went to the temple regularly, but I could have gone more often to the temple. As a student, I did it, you know, there were some challenges, you know, believe me, I know as you students, I get it. There's a lot of things pulling at you, but making time to study and truly just engulf yourself into your major and what you want to become someday. There's a lot of distractions. Even back in the 80s, there was a lot of distractions. I can't imagine what it's like today. So I would put the distractions away. You know, I somehow figure out how to make time for yourself to be the best you can be. And all these other things are good, but you can overdo it sometimes. Yeah.
You'll be sharing a story at devotional about being in New Mexico and a horse, and I'll let people hear that as far as tomorrow. Yeah. But how did maybe your experience playing basketball and this experience with your horse down in New Mexico, how did these experiences prepare you for the challenges you would later face?
You know, thank you. That's a great question. I think all of us have different stories in our lives. I think the Lord is preparing all of us. And this just happens to be my stories, but I believe everybody has their own story. And it may not be playing basketball or on a farm or whatever, but everybody has those experiences. And I learned so much about overcoming and not feeling sorry for yourself or getting down or discouraged. And we all do. But I learned, you know, living on a ranch, you know, you just didn't have time. No one's there to listen to you complain. You just got to get the job done, you know. I tell a story of when I was in New Mexico rounding up cattle. I was by myself out in the middle of nowhere. And, you know, you had to rely on yourself and the Lord and to get out of those messes. And anyway, I think that has taught me a lot of valuable lessons in my life. And so I think students here, I think you're experiencing some things in your life. And yes, we're going to go through trials. That's part of the plan of our Heavenly Father. But I think you'll find, it's been my experience, you'll find that these experiences you're having now will kind of resurface again in another setting. And how are you going to handle that situation?
So there are going to be people there are people that look at their life and they know that they need to change something or they want to overcome something, but maybe they just don't feel motivated to do so. How can people get more motivation?
You know, I think we have to know who we are. That's a great question, but I think if we know who we are, and we know that we're children of God and that Heavenly Father has a plan for us, we've got to believe in that. And I think that motivates me to want to do better. And I understand the plan of salvation. At least I understand the concept of it. And I'm trying, because I believe, I have faith in this, and I have a testimony of these things. And so that motivates me. And just doing those little choices. You know, Wendy Nelson, President Nelson's wife, talked about being desperate to know who we are. And I think we need to be desperate. We need to know who we are. And if we know who we are, then I think everything else falls into place.
I think you're right. Yeah. What do you hope people can walk away tomorrow from your talk feeling, or what do you hope they can learn?
I hope they know that they can make it. They can do it. You know, if I can do it, anybody can do it. I remember those feelings as a college student. I was insecure. I wasn't sure what I really had a lot of uncertainties about my life, and I worried about it a lot. I look back on it now, and I thought, you know, at times I'd say, where are you, Lord? I don't know where you're at. I don't feel your presence or whatever, but sometimes he lets us go through these trials here. I think I could have learned that better, that he is there. And I look back on my life now and say, you know what? He was there. He was there. And don't be afraid. Don't be afraid of that chemistry class. Don't be afraid of that accounting class. You can do it. You can be whoever you want to be, and Anything that's righteous, the Lord will help you succeed in it. And he wants, you know, that's the other thing. The Lord wants you and I to succeed in life, and he'll make it possible. But, it, you know, really, it ultimately comes to us making the choice to act.
That was beautifully said, Brother Jackson. I think that if we learn to worry less and trust in God a little bit more, things would be okay. Yeah. We'd realize that life is good.
You know, and you asked earlier, like, what I did do different. I think I worried a lot. Don't worry. Enjoy life, you know. Be positive, you know. Know who you are. And, you know, Heavenly Father has a plan for each one of us, and we got to have faith in that. And, yes, we got to know that we're going to stumble once in a while, but there's a path to get back on track again. That's the beauty of the atonement.
Thank you so much, Brother Jackson. I'm Jamie Strobel, and today I'm here with Brother Ken Jackson. He is the financial aid director and this week's devotional speaker, who will be talking about the power to overcome. Make sure you come to devotional. It's one that you don't want to miss. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Jamie.